AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. One person is dead, eight are in custody, but the standoff continues between armed men at an Oregon wildlife refuge and law enforcement officials. This is what happened last night.
The Bundys were heading to John Day to give a presentation. They've been trying to persuade ranchers to renounce grazing rights, and they had gave a previous sort of presentation in another town, and that's where they're heading when law enforcement pulled them over.
That's the AP's Keith Ridley. Donald Trump isn't budging, and neither is Fox News. That means Trump may not be on the debate stage tomorrow night in Iowa. Our Sagar Morghani is in that state.
Trump is the front runner and the clear target of the other GOP candidates who want to go after him.
By not being there, he leaves an empty seat. They can yell at the air, but they can't yell at him, which means it's less damaging.
Here at Iowa State University, Assistant Professor David Anderson says they will instead have to attack each other. He calls it a brilliant tactical move by Trump, whom Anderson says at this point is not looking to gain ground, but rather to consolidate it. Sagar Morghani, Ames, Iowa.
Democratic presidential candidate Bernie Sanders just wrapped up a meeting at the White House with President Obama. The meeting comes as the president remains officially neutral in the race for the Democratic nomination. Environmental and civil rights groups want a federal judge to order the prompt replacement of all lead pipes in Flint, Michigan. But Governor Rick Snyder says that's not a solution that can solve the immediate problem.
Longer term, there are lead pipes in the system. Again, where they are, we're still mapping all that. There's a lot of work to be done there. And then you have to figure out what's the long-term infrastructure plan to do replacements of those things.
In Milwaukee, officials are saying a man arrested on a charge of trying to buy machine guns to carry out an attack on a Masonic temple to defend Islam had first wanted to travel to the Middle East and kill Israelis. On Wall Street at this hour, after flirting with positive territory, the Dow Jones Industrial is now down 8 points. This is AP Radio News. Sales of new homes soared last month.
After sales collapsed in September, the market has rebounded. The increase was more than 10% in December, the strongest pace in 10 months. The boost made 2015 the strongest year for new home sales in 7 years. Experts say this is a promising sign for the housing market in 2016. Steady job growth and relatively low mortgage rates are giving many home buyers increased confidence. Home builders are responding to the demand by increasing construction, and the median price for a new home has dropped more than 4% from a year ago. Ed Donahue, Washington.
A federal appeals court in Virginia is grappling with the constitutionality of prayers at local council meetings for the first time since the Supreme Court upheld a similar case in 2014. Oral arguments were held today before a three-judge panel in the challenge of a North Carolina County Commission's practice of starting meetings with prayers that almost always refer to Christianity. I'm Diane Kepley, AP Radio News.
At Market District, we believe in the power of great taste, like juicy heirloom tomatoes, cheesy house-made pizza, and fresh artisan-made bread. From produce to meats to chef-made meals, discover great taste at Market District.
Got stubborn spots, unwanted hair, or uneven skin? The CAPS Laser Center offers advanced solutions. They offer a full range of advanced laser treatments like Halo and Moxie that help reveal smoother, clearer, healthier-looking skin. CAPS is one of the top providers in the world for laser treatments, and their expert team delivers personalized care every step of the way. When you book your first Laser Center appointment, you'll get a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. So don't wait. Book today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.